Hello, my name is Brian Keller, and I'm a technical evangelist for Visual Studio. I'm here today with Matthew Mitrick. Matt is joining me from Raleigh, North Carolina. Matt, go ahead and tell the folks who you are and what you do.
Yeah, how's it going, Brian? Thanks. So I'm a program manager here on the TFS team. I actually, like as Brian said, sit out in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. And I work on the version control team specifically. I've been doing that for a couple years now, since the 2010 release, and happy to be with you today.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Matt. So I know we're here today to talk about a new integration client called GitTFS, or GitTF, I guess is what you're calling it, right?
Yep, that's right. GitTF.
Okay. So what is GitTF?
So GitTF is a tool. It's like an interoperability tool, or a bridge, if you will, that runs on the client, and it allows developers that are, you know, storing their centralized code inside TFS to work locally with Git as their version control system. So it allows me to clone down my repository as if, you know, from a TFS endpoint, as if I was cloning from a Git repository. I can work locally using the tools that Git developers know and love. And then when I'm done, I can say, hey, check this back into TFS, and it'll send those changes back up into the TFS server.
Okay, that's great. So I know that we did a lot of work in this particular release to introduce a feature known as local workspaces. How would you compare this to local workspaces?
So it's a good question. Local workspaces is all about managing those files that I have in TFS locally and working in such a way that I don't need to contact the server to make changes. So for example, in previous releases, without local workspaces or with a server workspace, you could edit your files locally, but before doing that, we had to contact the server and ask, hey, can I edit this file? And the server would respond yes or no. So all local workspaces is a way for me to edit and work offline. There's no local repository. There's no local history. And then that's where Git comes in. Git allows me to work with, you know, a full local repository. I get access to all of my operations in kind of this distributed or offline sense. And then, you know, I can, you know, commit, I get history, everything. So the difference really, I like to say, is basically just the history that you don't have locally. With local workspaces, you get everything else but the history.
Okay, that's great. And I know that there's another bridge, if you will, out there known as GitTFS. And so that allows people to do something similar. How are we different from that approach?
Yeah, that's a good question. So GitTFS is very similar in that it tries to solve the same problem, you know, connecting a TFS server to my local Git repository. Our solution is different in that it supports, you know, all platforms that TFS supports. So we actually use the Team Explorer Everywhere object model to connect, you know, TFS from, you know, a Windows machine, a Mac, a Linux machine, anything that the TEEOM supports. So we have, you know, a lot of cross-platform coverage.
And of course, TEE is a Java client, so really anywhere Java runs, you can
right.
take advantage of that.
So
okay, that's great. So let's dive right in, and maybe you can show us a demo here.
Sure thing. So I'll give you a little background about what I've got here. So I've just got a simple console application running on a server in my office here, and I've got this application is added. If I go to Source Control Explorer, we can see that's here. If I take a look at the history, give this a sec to come up. You can see that this, you know, was committed earlier today. I've got a sample, you know, just a little bit of history that you can see there. So now what I'm going to do is I've also got on this client machine, I've got Git installed and the GitTF installed, that tool. And what I'll do is I'll use the command line, these command line tools to show the common workflows that you would use when I was trying to, you know, if you're trying to interop between Git and TFS. So first thing that I'm going to do is run the command called gitTF clone. And this is going to be very similar to, you know, if we're Git developers, what you're used to with a Git clone. So I'm going to put in the URL to the server. So I'm going to put that in the port number. And then TFS is the instance where that application is running. So there's my full URL. And now I'm also going to tell it which part of the TFS server I actually want to clone down. So I don't want everything. I'm just going to take this team project that I created for this demo, so it's called GitTF. And so I'm actually going to run, and I'll just let this put it in the default directory. It's going to create a new Git repository for me. You can see it's going to connect to TFS, quickly downloaded everything, and it gives me a little summary that it cloned the change set 5, the one that we saw in history a moment ago, down as, and it gives me the commit hash for the first commit that it created in the Git repository. So let me go and look inside the Git repository that it created. Just a note, I'm running PowerShell here, and I've got an add-in that's called PoshGit. It's very common, and it gives me this kind of little master right here. It's just a little context about where in my Git repository that I'm currently looking at.
Yeah, that's really nice. I like that.
Yeah, it's definitely a very cool tool. So so I'm here on the master branch, and let's just do a dir and see. So I can see I've got the build process templates in console application 1. So those are things that have been downloaded from TFS. And then you can see the .git directory. That's there because this is, in fact, a Git repository. So if I dig in a little bit, let me just pull up, just open program CS in Notepad. Okay. And so here's that same, the same file. If I go over here and look at program CS, so this is, identical both inside Visual Studio, which is where I had the solution open that is bound to TFS, and this Notepad is open the copy that's in my Git repository. Now, I could very well use Visual Studio, but I want to kind of distinguish, hey, what's in Git and what is in Visual Studio. So I've got, I'll just be operating a Notepad when I'm working with the Git repository. So if I flip over here, I've got this open. I can, now my file is here. I can just make any changes that I want. Edit locally. Let me save that. I'll close it. We'll go back and we'll look at, we'll run a Git status. And you'll be able to see, hey, Git has found this file is modified. PoshGit is kind of showing me the little status summary right there as well, which is cool. And then I'm going to go ahead and add this, and we'll show what it looks like if I want to actually do a local commit. So let me do a Git commit and say first commit from Git. And boom, that's committed locally. If I look at my log, you can see I've got this initial commit from TFS. This is the entry that was added whenever I did the clone, and then I see first commit from Git. And this is the one that I just did here. So I've got a local commit. So let me do, just for kicks, let me do another change. So edit number 2, save that. Let me do a Git commit, other edit in Git. I do that. Check out the history again. And so we can see I've made these two changes. So I've got this edit and this edit, both made only in my Git repository. So one of the most important things, so this has basically just been all Git now at this point, is, how am I going to interact with the TFS server? So let's take a look at the first piece of this picture. So suppose I'm a different developer now. So Brian, let's just say this is you and not me. So you're going to go in here to this program.cs. You're just going to make some, other change, right? Actually, let me just make a change up here so we don't have any conflicts, just to make the demo a little cleaner here. So I'll call it Brian's change. So you've got a change to this file, and I've changed I made some changes to the main method here. And so now you're using, this is TFS 2012. I'm going to go ahead and enter a check-in comment. So this is going to be Brian's check-in from TFS. And you got this included here. Let's go ahead and just check that in. Yep. Check in that item. And I can see change set 6 was successfully checked in. So if I go back over here, let's view the history. And so we can see here I've got, change set 6 is your check in, and there's initial commit from TFS, which I did earlier. If we take a look at those, and let me go back to the Git repository, you can see that that's, kind of a change that you made in parallel with my changes that were made in Git. Of course, I want to have your changes before I commit commit back to TFS. So let me go ahead here and use another git tf command. So this time I'm going to use a command called git tf pull. And this works similar to a git pull. We're actually debating, we might change the name on this one eventually, but the point is it's going to download the history from TFS that I don't have my Git repository. And then it's going to fix up my Git repository with a merge or rebase as necessary. So let's go ahead and run that and see what happens. It connects to TFS, and boom, really quick there. It just go ahead and fetched all those changes and merged them in. And you can see here the message that says all files were fetched to this commit and merged into master successfully. So if I do a git log, you'll be able to see I've got Brian's check-in from TFS, and then I've also got this merge change set that was created that merged your the change set 6 that came from TFS along with the other changes that I had made previously in Git. So let's take a look at the file again. And we can actually see here, here are my two local edits and then your change up here. I could have made the change to your code anywhere in the file. I would have gotten a conflict had it been inside the same main method, which is why I made that change outside of that method before. So, okay, so that kind of shows the whole workflow there around me getting changes that, you know, in Git that someone else made in TFS. Let's see what the other half of that looks like. And so there's, you know, now I've got more in my Git repository than exists in the TFS repository. So I'm going to go ahead and use this last command, git tf check-in. And that will be able to take the changes that I made locally and it'll send them up to TFS. So let's do that. Let's connect to TFS. It's going to check into our path. And there we go. So it tells me that checked in the latest commit I had here, this 51C, as change set number 7. So let's, you know, flip back over here and the history view. Let me refresh this. And then now we can see that I've got this change set 7 where it says merge TFS change set 6. So I've got that, you know, I'm kind of up to date. So TFS has got the same thing as the Git repository. If I go back here and let's do a git latest operation, it should get me up to date. And now I can see back here in VS, I've got the two edits that I made and I've got the change that that we had previously here. So
that's great.
So that's kind of the core workflow.
That's great. That's really nice. I like that. And so the one thing that that I wonder, of course, is that a lot of people use work items along with Team Foundation Server. And the one thing that I didn't notice here is part of the workflow that would allow you to associate a check-in with a work item. Is that something you can do with GitTF?
Yeah, we're actually working on that right now. Let me see. This will be a good experiment to do. So if I do GitTF check-in help. Let's see. Does this build have it? Yeah, this actually does have it. So that's good. So I can show you. Let me do another change to the same file. Let me do edit number 3. See how quick I can get a work item created here for you. Let me go here, create a work item.
So this might be a bug that you're fixing or a requirement you're implementing, something along those lines.
That's exactly right. So here's a test bug. We'll save this. And this should get the first ID. Sorry, it's taking a little second here. My server is not the fastest server on Earth. Okay, so bug 1. So, and then I'm going to go ahead back here, and we'll do... So I made that change locally. Let me commit that to... commit that to Git. So, you know, fixing a bug. Okay, now keep in mind, I'm not able to associate my TFS work item to the Git commit, but I can associate it to the TFS change set whenever I'm ready to commit to check those changes back into TFS using the git tf command. So we'll see what that looks like. So if I do git tf check-in, and then I can do either, you see in the help here, it's got resolve or associate, and then the work item ID field. So let's just do associate. Associate equals, and then the work item ID was bug number 1, and send that off.
That's awesome.
And, okay, so it looks like that completed successfully. We'll pull up the history here, refresh that. We'll pull up my change set details here. And then, so you can see in the change set details for this one that I just committed where, you know, it said fixing a bug, it's actually got their test bug 1. And it's got my changes from program.cs.
Oh, that's fantastic. I really like that. And of course, you did this whole demo on Windows, but I imagine if you were using a development environment like Xcode on a Mac, which of course doesn't allow us to, we would love to build TFS integration into Xcode, but of course they only support Subversion and Git out of the box. Now you can use Git TF along with Xcode or local workspaces in order to continue to work with TFS on the back end and link everything back up to work items.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That was one of those main motivators for us building the Git TF tool I mentioned before, was the cross-platform support. And you know, what we understand from, you know, we have customers that are using Xcode to build applications for iOS, and they want to use TFS too. And by building this bridge, they can use Git inside Xcode and get that nice integration. And then they can, with these simple commands, connect to TFS to, you know, update their repo locally, and then to send those changes back into TFS when they're done.
That's great. And so I saw you're using TFS Preview on the back end, so our hosted version of Team Foundation service. And then what other versions of TFS does this work with as well?
So this actually works with 2010 and 2012. Both of those versions support it. So, you know, and you mentioned the hosted service, so it's, you know, as much as we can support, we're trying to. So
that's great. That's great. And so I know you guys are just getting started. You have a lot of other future work you're doing, and I understand you're also going to make the source code available. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The plan is to have this open sourced very soon after we have an initial release, because you know this, you know, just the Git community is a very vibrant community, and we want to be a part of that. We don't want to just, you know, be pushing tools down. We want to hear what people want out of this tool, and as kind of that Git community grows, we plan to kind of grow this Git TF tool with it.
All right. Thanks so much for showing us that. We're looking forward to seeing what other work your team comes out with. And thanks for joining us here on Channel 9.
Yeah, no problem. Great to be here.